Welcome back to this week's episode of Hawk Off the Press. I'm Madison Herzig. I am the Iowa Athletics beat reporter for the Gazette. And this week, we have a very special guest joining us. We have the head coach of the volleyball team, Jim Barnes, here to talk all things about Hawkeye volleyball as Big Ten play gets started this week. Coach, first off, thank you so much for joining us.
Thanks, Madison. It's a pleasure being here.
So we'll jump right into things. This is your fourth season with this team, already at 9-3 to start this year. How have you seen this team take so many strides as quickly as they have this year?
Well, we're relatively a new team, too, on top of it. A lot of first-year starters. Even our couple of seniors, there's a first year to be a Hawkeye. So we do have some experience, but not together. And so we've really come together quickly. And I'm proud of how hard this team works, and they love being Hawkeyes. So that's really fun to, I think we have a really good camaraderie. We've come together to try to turn this program into a winner, and you can feel it every day. We're in the gym every day. We're in meetings. Everybody's really on a mission to make this program a winner, and just proud of what we've done so far. We've dropped some close five setters that we really should have won, and had chances to win, but we're learning from them.
And you mentioned the 3-5 set losses. One of them was to Iowa State earlier this past week. You mentioned that was a match that really could have gone in either direction. It comes down to consistency. How have you seen the team bounce back in the final two non-conference matches that took place, this past weekend?
Yeah, we learned from it because we won two solid matches against Iowa State. And then in the fifth, we had a lead. And really, we just ended up trying too hard at the end to try to finish off Iowa State. You can't try too hard. You got to just simply execute. And so we talked about that, and we just focused on that more in our other matches, not trying to do too much, just do our system, trust each other. And that takes a little bit of time together to trust each other in those big moments. And, we really wanted to finish them off, but we are learning from it. And a couple of nights later, Iowa State goes to Illinois and beats them in four. So it just shows you that, we're playing at a high level and really had a shot at knocking them out.
Yeah, and that was a very intense match, I remember as well. And there was a great turnout for fans as well. That was my first experience going to a volleyball match. Was at Iowa State one, and I was really impressed to see how many fans were invested in that match. And especially because the Hawkeyes were down two sets and they came back, and it would have been a reverse sweep essentially. Yeah. But to see that turnaround and get the fans behind, what was that like for this team? You mentioned a lot of them are mature players, but don't necessarily have the Hawkeye veteran experience yet.
Yeah, the Hawkeye fans are the best. They love to watch our team because of how hard we play, and they're just great fans. And they've been so supportive of our team and our coaches. Just they see how hard we're working to get this going in the right direction, and they make a big difference in the match. Certainly when we started getting ourselves together, we were starting a freshman for the first time in the left side in Gia McGrew, and had some new things we were trying to establish. And so for the most part, it held up under a lot of pressure, and they responded well to the crowd because the crowd just, can really get things going your way. And we just, afterwards, we just wish we could have finished off that fifth set to just, thank our fans because they were with us all the way to the end. And we had, a number of opportunities to win it. But like I said, we're learning.
Yeah. Well, and I think if I've learned anything covering college athletics is that volleyball atmospheres are some of the most underrated fan atmospheres out there. It's just it gets so intense so quickly. I always have a good time going to them. But you mentioned Gia and her first start on Wednesday. We had a chance to talk to her after that match. And she had said, that was a crazy opportunity. And she's flown pretty close to 1,200 miles from home. She's from Gainesville, Florida. How have you seen her really kind of take on that starting role and just kind of take it and run with it? Because she looked so comfortable against Iowa State on Wednesday.
Yeah, well, what makes that even more amazing, she's played on the right side her whole life. So She played left side here, and which is a completely different position. And for her to adjust so quickly, it just shows what she's capable of. So we're proud of her. She's still got to learn some things on that left side. Usually it takes players years to really understand all the nuances of hitting on the left side. But she's powerful, and so she just gets up there, and her motto is see ball, hit ball. So she gets up there and rips it, and that can make up for a lot of inexperience. So, she's learning quickly because that no one wants it more than Gia.
Yeah, and another newer player, not a freshman, but new player to Iowa volleyball is Mo, your guys's new libero out that you picked up from Miami. I remember, talking in preseason, you guys were saying, she's this ray of sunshine. She's brings so much more maturity. How has that really translated on the court? Because she's definitely been one of the more veteran presences on the court so far this season. So I'm curious, how is her experience with the Hurricanes transferred over into what you guys were looking for?
Well, Mo and Claire have really been our MVPs. Mo and Claire are both seniors, and the thing is, Claire was injured all last year. So it's another player really playing full time for the first time as a Hawkeye, too, even though she's a senior. But Mo just brought the stability we were hoping for. Graduating Joy, who was, Joy Gels, who was a great libero for us last year. We brought in a number of liberos to see which one would, be the most steady and help that position out. And Mo quickly went to the front, and she's one of the best passers in the country. She was rated the third best passer in the country just a couple of weeks ago, and that's one of the biggest skills, the hardest skills to master and find in players is who can handle that serve receive, and she's locked it down. And so she's first in total digs in the Big Ten, and so it's just she's incredible, human being and good leader for us as well. So yeah, she's answered the call in a really quick amount of time.
Yeah, and to have, one of the top passers in the conference, even before conference play starts, I'm sure as well, that's a huge boost for your team too, as you guys get ready to face Maryland and Wisconsin in the next coming days.
Yeah, it decides your entire offense. You have to have the passing, and she anchors it. She takes a lot of court, and so she I'm surprised how fast she's learned that. Usually this takes some liberos 2 or 3 years to really master. And she is a senior, but she hadn't been in our system, but she's picked it up quickly. Players absolutely love her. They play hard for each other, and especially for Mo. Yeah, I think her and Claire have really provided the consistency for us to have a chance to win every match. The other players have to stand up, step out to finish off games so that we could, we could be 12-0 right now. That was the goal, was to win every match, and we could have. We've dropped three sets and three matches, and all in five, and had chances to finish off all three as well. So I think that also gives us a lot to, fight for and take some confidence away. We built confidence. It didn't take it away. We actually built confidence from
Yeah, and
it.
when you have the ability to take so many of these close matches to five sets, obviously they weren't the three results that you were hoping for, but does it help in the sense of the moral side of things of, okay, we're taking these teams down to the wire even when it might not be the best match we've ever played this season?
Yeah, just different people struggled at different times in those matches. We never really had everybody playing well at the same time. And we threw some new things in there. We had to figure out would these different players or people in positions help us by the time we get to Big Ten. So we had to take some risk to see if it would help. And because of that, we gave up a set that we shouldn't have. And so those are things that are tough as a coach because you have to play some other players. You have to see, if there's some other combinations that can help you by the time you get to Big Ten play. And then you try not to lose any sets doing that as well. And so we faltered in those three, but like I said, had chances to put it away. And I think we'll learn from that going into Big Ten play. There's going to be a lot of 2-point games. And so I think we'll be a little calmer and execute in those moments rather than trying too hard.
And you mentioned Claire as well. I wanted to ask about her. I remember in preseason, she was talking about this play, and I got to see it a couple times throughout non-conference play. But there have been a few times where she'll very sneakily turn around for a kill rather than Duke's making a pass. How quickly did you pick up on that as a weapon for you all to be able to use? And how do you balance when you have her kind of help facilitate the offense a little bit more versus when you're saying, okay, just take it away?
Well, if you ask Claire, she's born a barn hitter. She's not a barn setter. She wants to hit the ball, and that's rare to find in a setter, because she's at 6'2", super athletic, a great setter, but with a really fast left arm. And so she's leading the country in kills as a setter. There's no other setter who has more kills than her. So she's one of the biggest threats in the country, because on that second contact, they don't know if she's going to set it or if she's going to hit it. And that really disrupts the block and the defense. And when we're passing consistently, I always tell the team we have six arms going at the other team, not just five like most teams have. We have six because of our setter. And that gives us a lot of leverage. As long as we're passing that ball up the net and running our offense.
And when you have a setter like that that can put up those kinds of offensive numbers as well as just facilitate, knowing that the competition in Big Ten play is so high, how does that also boost your confidence? You mentioned you have six arms instead of five, but just to have that element of surprise as well, how does that change things for you guys?
Well, from day one, we talked about our strengths. What are our strengths, and how do we really bring that out, and have all those strengths come out each game, not just have a couple of strengths show up, and then another, that everybody brings their different strengths to the game, and every player has them, and for Claire, that is hers, is the ability to set really well, but always be offensive and keep the block on their toes, because they don't know when she's going to hit and when she's going to set. So I think she's the most talented setter in the country. In fact, I think she could set for our national team. She's that good, and I think she's just getting better. It's her really first full year healthy, and she had a bad ankle injury last year, to really get comfortable running this system, because I want her to attack in certain situations, and then in other situations set, and she's finally really learning that, and that's what's her hitting percentage is over 400, which is crazy numbers for anybody, much less a setter.
Yeah. And this is your fourth season going into Big Ten play. How have you seen this conference evolve while you've been coaching here? What have you seen that stood out to you the most, or maybe things that have surprised you over the last few seasons that you've been guiding Iowa volleyball through things?
Well, the Big Ten is by far the best conference in the country. Every coach, every player wants to play in the Big Ten. It's it is the best volleyball, the most fans, the most TV, the most everything. And so everybody wants to be at this level. And then the Big Ten, once I got here a couple years into it, we go add four great teams from the West Coast, and USC, UCLA, Washington, and Oregon, just to bring this conference up to a atmosphere that no one's ever seen. But it's great for our league, because we're just such a great league, and everybody wants to see, what the Big Ten's about. What's changed this year is there were a lot of fifth years that graduated, a lot of experience that finally graduated, and so it's a lot more up for grabs this year. Even the top teams are beatable, and the middle teams are very beatable, because they don't have these players that have been playing for 5 years, and so that's exciting for us too, because we see opportunity here. We see opportunity to go win more Big Ten games than that's won, been won here in a long time.
Yeah, and you guys start your Big Ten half of the schedule with Maryland, and then you turn around and play one of the top teams in the country, not necessarily just the Big Ten itself, in Wisconsin. So to be able to kind of know that you're going straight from non-conference to into some of the tougher competition in this conference, how does that help with the intensity of preparation as you guys transition from the first half to the second half of the season?
Well, I can tell you, our players, they dream of playing in the Big Ten, and they dream of playing in Big Ten matches. And a lot of them will be doing it for the first time. And so the motivation's not a problem, not an issue at all. This team's already super driven. They're so excited about it. What, I'm trying to get them to do again is just to think about simple execution and not trying too hard, because that's whenever we make mistakes. But we're done with our non-conference, and I go, okay, we're 0-0 now. We're 0-0, and this will set the tone of what kind of team this really is on how we compete in the Big Ten. And we got to be really resilient and tough, because we're going to be tested, you know, every match. And I love how we match up against Maryland. I think we can set, you know, a good start by getting Maryland at home and getting after them and setting the tone right there.
How do you feel like you match up well with Maryland? Is it just the way that you guys run your offense? Is there something particular that you've noticed while studying film?
I just think we're able to play the game at a higher level than them when we're executing. So we have six arms, which is more than they have and more than they can handle if we make sure all six are playing their game. You know, so I think we can beat them in the serve and pass battle, which is, you know, always a really big indicator who's going to win. So we can beat them in serve and pass. We got six arms going. You know, it's going to be about, can we pass consistently up to the net to run our offense? And can we play defense at a high enough level to keep us in the lead?
Mm-hmm. And additionally, not just with the people that are on the court to start a match, but you all have a significant number of players that are rotated in, as you mentioned earlier. Some of the ones that really catch some people's eyes are the international players that you've brought in for this team. How has it been having these international players adjust to this collegiate style of volleyball? Because it is a little different. It's not necessarily the exact same thing when you kind of break things down X's and O's. So what is that like, getting some of those international players accustomed to this style of volleyball?
Yeah, I think everything's different for them, but they have been honestly just a joy to have on the team and to coach and to watch how they impact our American players. I think they just bring a great deal of maturism as far as letting them know how good we've got it here in America, how good we've got it competing in the Big Ten, and how, you know, to get an education and play at this level. I love all that they bring to the table, and they're just very hardworking, thoughtful human beings. And so all of them come from different parts of the country, but they've all brought that to the team. And so, and they brought a lot of talent. So, you know, that's why we brought them here, to help us win volleyball games, and they're all making an impact. You know, Carmel, who's come in, I have to remind myself, she's still a freshman, but she's led our team in most games in kills, and is just a big threat on that right side, and she's nowhere near her potential. You know, she's helping us quite a bit. And, you know, Sashka, who's in the middle, who's been here a year, has had to sit a year, but she's strengthened up and has been waiting for this opportunity, and she's one of the top hitting percentages in the country, and, you know, our top hitter percentage-wise on the team. So they've really brought a lot to the court as well.
Mm-hmm. And it's not necessarily a straightforward recruiting process when you're bringing in an international player as maybe somebody who lives, you know, a couple hours away from Iowa City. How do you find some of these international talents, and how do you tell them about the University of Iowa and Iowa City?
It is certainly a process, and one you're not sure if they're ever going to be on campus until you physically see them. So and I've really not recruited a lot of internationals throughout my career. But now, because of the current structure of what's going on now, they want to come, and the better players want to come. And so it's helped us immediately, you know, upgrade our talent. But yeah, we know, you know, I have agents there who are sending us information on different players. We get in contact with them, just like all the schools are getting in contact with them. And what's helped us is they want to come to a family type atmosphere where they feel safe and, you know, and they can play at a high level, and Iowa can offer all that. And then it's us convincing them over Zoom, because that's how we're basically talking and recruiting these players. And the big thing is players like Sashka, who's been here, she'll tell them, you know, how her experience is. And that's been the biggest part is, and they go back and tell their agents there how well we treat them, how well we train them, and they're going, you want to come here. And so just like in life, you treat people well, things go your way. And and we're seeing that door really open wide to bringing in great talent here.
And a lot of times these athletes, it might be their first time in the U.S. altogether as well. So I'm sure there's a bit of a culture shock and adjustment that you guys are having to help work through these athletes with as well. How are you as a coach and just a mentor to young women in general, helping guide a lot of these athletes' experience living not just, a plane ride away from home, but an international border, or sometimes
Right.
10 international borders away from their hometown?
Well, for all of them, it was their first time in the States. So this was for them, they've been having this big image of what it was going to be, and now they're stepping into it. And I can tell you, we do all we can to help them take care of all the details and make it as comfortable as possible and give them time to really adjust and all that. But really, and our staff's incredible, my assistants, our academic staff, just we got a whole layer of help for them, which they really appreciate. They're not used to having all this help. But the thing that makes it all really come together is our players. When they get on campus, our players like wrap their arms around them. They show them everything. They show them, where to eat, what to do, and where to go, and they're the ones that truly get them to feel comfortable and want to be here. So it's really our players. We've got great culture here, and these teammates really make each other better.
And when you have that kind of bond, I remember Claire mentioning this to me. She was saying, like, I've been around volleyball my whole life, this particular season. She's like, we would go and just like go get Starbucks together or something in between classes or in between practices in the preseason. And it was just the team felt inseparable so early on. Have you noticed that as well? And how has that been beneficial as a coach, just getting this team ready to go?
Yeah, I certainly have noticed it and hoped for it and recruited for it. Watching players, and we want players who are unselfish, who work really hard and are self-driven. They don't need a lot of things from other people to give their best effort, and they're naturally givers. They're wanting to help. They're wanting to be of help. And so we look for that, and when you put them together, you're hopeful that that really makes something special. And we've seen that. We brought in a lot of these players in the spring, so we got a whole spring together, and so that helped a great deal. They got to build that base of support and them understanding each other, and understanding us. And then that's what's made this fall so fun as a coach. They're just fun to be around, and fun to just talk volleyball or talk life. And that's to me the juice of this whole job is the relationships that we have, and they certainly keep me young. I keep getting older, and they're always the same age. But honestly, I feel like the players are getting more and more mature over the years. I do think they're smarter, more worldly, knowledgeable, and so I find it easier to relate to them as I'm getting older, even more, which is seen, sounds contradictory. A lot of coaches are saying I don't understand the youth these days. But we get such quality women who come in here, and I love relating to with them and letting them know that I care and that I'm here for them on the good days and the hard days, because that's what it's all about. And I can't wait to see how this team responds going into Big Ten play and how we grow, because there's so much potential there, and we're nowhere near where we can be, and we've got some areas we really we're concerned with. We want to get better. But I think this team's capable of anything.
Yeah, and you mentioned just how close everyone is, and you guys started this season with a trip to Nevada to start your non-conference play, and it was, it's one of the many West Coast trips that you all have been taking, will be taking this year. First one I'm looking at is your first Big Ten weekend is at Oregon and then at Washington. And you mentioned that the bringing those two programs along with UCLA and USC and heightens the intensity. But when you got those kinds of road trips, what's that like now for you as a coach? And you're just casually going halfway across the country for volleyball matches that are conference games. What is that experience been like for you as a head coach, and just again growing that team bonding element?
Well, you mentioned, Nevada. I mentioned that to the team about Nevada, and our international players going, wait, I thought we were going to Las Vegas. No idea that it was Nevada. But that's the, you know, so much fun too, is being in different areas. And one thing, I like history. So anywhere we go, on our group me, I give them, you know, quick facts about the area, some unknown facts about the area. I want them to learn different things about different parts of the country. And that's one thing we tell our internationals as well. America's big, and it's just full of really interesting things that you never really hear about. So I enjoy that part when we travel, is actually learning about the area we're in, which allows us to talk about things that are not just volleyball. And because in the end, what you're trying to do is consistently build trust, because you're going to really need it when it gets hard. And those road trips are really great for that. You know, you're in the hotel more time to sit in the lobby and talk and do those things and go see different things. And so I think teams really, I think, come together even better on the road.
Yeah. Out of curiosity, what do you use to find your fun facts when you send to the team? Is that just a quick Google search? Is there a website you use or anything?
Mostly Google. I'll look through there. Okay. You know, from there, it's so convenient through there. And I'll look at a long list, and I usually pick something that's obscure. You know, they may know that oil's in Texas, but I'll find something, you know, like the very first phone call was done in Dallas, you know, and the number phone number for the phone was 1. That's how you dial the number. So, and this, we go to such interesting places. And one thing I love about them being in Iowa City is that they get a neat city feel, but it's not a big city where they can kind of get lost and be scared of. I think they really feel safe here. And our players just love being Hawkeyes, just because of how much everybody loves the Hawkeyes.
Mm-hmm. And, you know, you talk about getting this team excited and feeling the motivation that they already have. I remember you telling us at the very beginning of the season that you felt like this was going to be the catalyst season. This could be the season that changes the tide. How have you felt like that statement has kind of resonated, but also been an accurate statement leading into conference play? How do you feel like Iowa can continue to really kind of turn the tide in the Big Ten this year?
Well, I think the key is that I'm not the only one saying it. I think the whole team's saying it, and the whole team believes it, and they're working for it. It's the most important part. They're working to be, you know, to bring their best version to every practice and every game. And if that's what you control, and they understand that, pretty mature, we keep doing this and the wins are going to come. And so we're all disappointed on dropping those three matches. And that says a lot too, because some people can say, well, we got 9 wins out of it, but our goal was to win 12. Our goal was to be 12-0. And so I love how competitive this group is. And in the end, it's how driven are your players, not how driven are your coaches. And so our players are really driven. And I think they're going to attack the Big Ten. And they're going to learn how to, you know, take a punch and, you know, from some of these big teams and get back up and fight back. And that's what's the hardest thing in the Big Ten. You take some big punches, and you got to be resilient.
Mm-hmm. And when you talk about, you know, being able to give big punches and take big punches, you've been around this sport for quite a while now. So you've definitely seen the ups and downs of many different programs, many different seasons. How have you as a coach navigated how to handle some of those big punches versus when it's time to dole out those big punches as well?
Well, that's part of why I'm here, I think. You know, when I took over Baylor at the bottom of the Big 12, and I learned a lot turning that program into a winner, and, you know, all of us working together to do that. So I've certainly drawn on that experience. But the Big 10 is just, you know, even another level up. And I love trying to help people become, in programs, become what they can be. You know, that's part of who I am as a human. I want you to be your best version. I want this program to be what it can be, as in a volleyball sense. So to me, that's what gets me up excited every day, to do that. And, you know, I think the experience and all that's there, but it comes down to the players, that we feed them the right way and put them in the right positions and let them go out there and win it.
Mm-hmm. And So when you look at the schedule as a whole, I'm curious, as a coach, what's the most exciting time of year? Is it preseason when you first see the team? Is it right at the start of that very first game of knowing, okay, it's finally time to play a match? Or is it conference season when it's like, okay, this is the time where we prove ourselves in this conference? What time of year for you as a coach is the most exciting of all three of those?
Well, when I was younger, I would maybe have a answer for that, but I can tell you right now, today is the most exciting day, and I say this every day to the team. I like this is my favorite practice that we've put together. I can't wait to practice today, and then on game day, this is my favorite game right here. I constantly use that because that's how I've changed my mindset on today is the most important day and the most exciting day and the biggest opportunity day. It doesn't matter who we're playing or if it's practice or a match. And when you bring that consistency every day, you're going to bring your best, mindset and your best effort. And that's what we ask of the players every day. So they see me coming like this is the biggest day of the year every day. Because, I think anybody can kind of get up for this or that. But the truly tough and the truly disciplined can get up for every day with the same, enthusiastic mindset, the same, gratefulness every single day. I think the toughest people in the world do that. And that's what I hope to help our players learn is you get up for every single day because you just don't know how many you have. And you get up for them and that's how you approach life.
And then, Coach, the last thing I want to ask you, we've talked so much about this team and how you feel like this team's gelled together. What's the one thing you want Iowa volleyball fans to take away from this season, regardless of what happens in conference play? What's the one thing that you would want Hawkeye fans to know about this team moving forward from this season, this point in the season, and beyond?
Oh my gosh. I really want them to have a sense of pride about this program and a respect for our players. Like I want them to get to know this team, love this team, get behind this team 100%. And then I want this team to win for them so they have that sense of pride about this program. That's big reason why I came here, why I was hired and my staff hired is I want the pride in Iowa volleyball, to be there, to be a national consistent contender and to respect these players in the effort they put into it because it's incredible how dedicated you have to be to get to this level. And then once you get here, how much you have to pour into it every day as an athlete and deal with all the things they deal with in this world and all of that. So that's my biggest thing for these Iowa fans. My faith is real important to me. So I just love seeing our players grow in every possible way. I tell them, I want you to grow mentally, physically, emotionally, spiritually. Like I'm here for all of it. And so that's ultimately my goal is just helping them grow in all those areas. And believe me, it's the most exciting part. The wins in that are fun, but it's pales in comparison to watching your players really grow into something special.
Yeah, I'm sure it is. And I know the pride of a coach absolutely is one of the biggest emotions that you have, especially when you've been, seen so many different players throughout your very tenured career as a volleyball head coach develop. But Coach, thank you so much for taking the time. It was great to get to sit down and chat about your team a little bit. And the first match for Big Ten play for the Hawkeyes is like in just a matter of days. It's going to be on the 25th, so this coming Thursday. It'll be at 6 p.m. And then the matchup against Wisconsin will be September 28th. That is a Sunday afternoon. So, Coach Barnes, thank you so much for your time. And if you like more, you are able to subscribe to this podcast and sign up for our weekly newsletter that comes out every Friday morning. Thank you so much for tuning into this episode of Hawk on the Press.
Not a Gazette subscriber? There's no better time to support local journalism. View our latest deals for print and digital offerings at thegazette.com/subscribe. Stay informed, be empowered. Subscribe to the Gazette today at thegazette.com/subscribe.